All right, everybody, please stay tuned, as in the next few minutes, you will hear another episode from SFC, A Walk with God. This podcast is brought to you by Soldiers for Christ Online Church. If you want to serve or have anything regarding joining or questions, please email us at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, that's soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Please enjoy the episode. God bless. Hello, guys. Welcome to SFC, A Walk with God podcast. I'm Amos Waterbury, your host, and I'm happy to read to you Proverbs 7, following up from our catch-up episode that we did. Had a great time learning about a bunch of stuff, and then most importantly, to follow after wisdom, which seems to be the underlying thread of what God is speaking to us as we're going through the Proverbs. But, you know, it's interesting to note how the Proverbs are that book that kind of just continues to fuel. I think of airline jets, how, you know, they have a big fuel tank and they can go long distances, but they run out of fuel. But fighter jets, they run out of fuel, but they never really run out of fuel because there's always fuel in the air. And I began to think, well, when we read the Proverbs, what are we getting at more? Do we run out of fuel? Or is it, you know, like we get error in fueling? And I feel, you know, it's an error in fueling thing, because you read the Proverbs once and you read them again, and let's say you just read them 1,000 times. After 1,000 times, you would still get something new out of it. So therefore, it's unending. And as it says in the I think it's a Stephen Curtis Chapman song. It says, "Grace overwhelming, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer Emmanuel." And as we know, Emmanuel is God with us. So I think it's interesting to note how they never a good way to put this. They never cease to amaze us, those that read the Bible, and even for those that aren't Bible readers and they go ahead and read the Proverbs for the first time, they are ensconced with this magic that just causes them to go beyond their comfort zone and really press into that heart of a warrior. And you know, sometimes it's easy to go into battle, other times not so much. And battle is one of those things that you have fatigue and you also have strength, and you want to allow yourself in battle to always stay strong, you know, heal yourself, make sure you're in good health. More so
for the health leader, but any way you look at it, if everybody stays healthy in the battle, and this doesn't mean, you know, not getting shot at, etc. Of course, that is the goal. I'm talking more about staying healthy in your endurance, your abilities, etc. And so, in our walk with God, it's necessary that we keep that endurance. It says in the Proverbs that wisdom is greater than rubies. We read that actually in the last episode. And I think it's wonderful how it's a description of jewels that points out how wonderful the name of God is. You know, it's not in the everyday stuff that we do. It's in our participation with Him and, you know, seeking His face every morning, asking Him, you know, not my will, but your will be done. And so as we read Proverbs 7, which, just a heads up, Proverbs 7 is pretty much, it describes an actual happening or a, what shall we say, a witness report, I guess it was Solomon, because he's the one that's writing it, of a young man that is enticed by the strange woman, i.e. the harlot, and he's influenced wrongly, if you will. You know, we have that choice to take every thought captive, and you know, we can either follow wisdom or go after, you know, something to fill that void or want that we want. And certainly when we go after something else besides wisdom, that's not going to get us anything except for trouble. So as you're reading Proverbs 7, think about that. Also want to let y'all know, tomorrow night, which, if you are listening to this today, I did just publish it, and today's actually the 8th, but speaking of the Proverbs, as it was 7, we would say tomorrow night, but it's actually Saturday now, so I'll just say tonight at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, which is 2 hours away. At 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, we will be doing an episode where we read Proverbs 8, but we're also going to have a special guest, and then also Jennifer Caker on. We're going to be reading out of Exodus and discussing some of his art as well. So be looking forward to that, and yeah, it's really exciting. So I hope you enjoy episode 14 of, or excuse me, did I say episode 14? I hope you enjoy episode 15 of SFC, A Walk With God. And I know this has probably been one of the longest welcome notes, if you will. But I'm kind of just making the point of how important wisdom is, and that, you know, we're going to learn a little bit as we read this next section. So thank you so much for listening, and let's get right into the episode. Hey everybody, how are you doing? Let me ask you a question. Are you encouraged since the last time we read the Proverbs? Encouraged any that whenever you think things are hopeless, there's hope. Whenever you think it's impossible, it's possible. And whenever you think there's no way I can climb this mountain, that you climb it. The way to get that is through wisdom, amen, as we learned in reading Proverbs 6. Now, I am actually, guys, on company time, but I believe that God's word to get you started the day is most important. And this is Proverbs 7, and it's kind of a special day for me too, because it's also my grandfather's birthday. So it was really cool to have a birthday and then also reading the Proverbs. But anyway, this is Proverbs 7. Again, it starts out, "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye." Now, I want to let y'all know this episode is going to be a little bit shorter than most. Usually it's an hour, 30 minutes. This is probably going to be 15 minutes just because our time crunch. But we will go ahead and read this and see what God has for us. "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye." Again, follow the instruction of the Lord. "Bind them upon your fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words." Excuse me. "For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and behold, among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding." Here is a description of in 6, you know, we read about basically the harlot being lazy and kind of going through life without a purpose, and the traps that can enslander you. Ensnare you. And here in 7, it's describing exactly what happened in 6. But this is actually what Solomon saw. And there's something that we can learn from this as well, connecting it to 6 and 7. So one of the interesting things that we discovered about the Proverbs is it's written in such a way that it could probably just be one whole book, but they're split up in certain chapters. And, you know, you could say that for any book. Could you imagine reading one whole chapter of 1,001 pages? Well, you know, that's a pretty big book. And so you have these different chapters to split up, and it's nice that the Proverbs have 31, so we can go through our month and have some encouragement. So, "For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and behold, among the simple ones I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Passed through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot, and subtle of heart." You ever heard of that phrase, you know, well, you know, she's really nice, everything. I mean, she dresses like a slut, etc. Well, that's what it's talking about here. But never use that phrase on somebody. I mean, even if you mean it, it's kind of harsh. So, even if you're thinking it, as we said, don't say it, but don't continue thinking it. You know, think it, take it out of your head, because it's going to remain there, but there's a difference of it remaining there and you dwelling on it, and it remaining there and you're just ignoring. You know, you're keeping your focus on God. It says, harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now she is without now in the streets and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, so she's enticing the young man, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt, basically flirting. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. And, you know, I don't know if y'all smelt these spices, but they're really cool. And so, you know, if you're young, dumb, and stupid, you know, you're not going to be thinking about the dangers, etc. You're just going to be enticed by, this sounds like a really cool deal. You know, you have to hang out with a hot chick. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but as we read on, you'll understand what I'm saying. I have peace offerings with me. This day I have paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. For the good man is not at home, the husband. He is gone on a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. And that's the end of 7. So I think it's interesting to note there's two things going on. There's a parallel of talking to the son, right? And then it says here, children. So it's a common thread, it looks like, that he's talking to the children of Israel. If we go to the first part where it says, my son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. This is directed mainly to the male, obviously, because it's talking about the enticing woman. But it's also referring to the things that catch your eye, you know, those lusts. And it doesn't have to be sexual or, you know, along those lines. It can be, you know, oh, I really want this. Covetousness can be a form of lust, you know, because you're wanting something
and God doesn't desire it for you. Because, remember, in the scriptures it says, God withholds no good thing. So why go after something if it's not good for us? And clearly, the definition is, you know, something that God sees as beneficial for our life. So if it's not beneficial, it's probably why we haven't received it yet. Either that, or we're not going to be a good steward, which is another thing that God takes great stock in. And in 5 here it says, 4 and 5, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. So wisdom, understanding. And then we go to the strange woman, from the stranger with flattereth her words, the harlot. The way the harlot is rebellious, doesn't submit, always doing her own thing, won't listen to anybody. And, you know, if you have that character, I'm not saying you're a harlot, and it's not saying in the Proverbs here. Not, you know, backing it up and say, hey, I agree with your actions, but, you know, it's not directly talking to those that are obstinate or whatever. This is more of a description of the enticing things that can lead us to evil, the steps of evil, and take us off the path of wisdom. Amen. One other thing to mention is, we talked about the coverings, tapestry. She's obviously very rich and knows how to create a nice bed, etc. But she's also loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. It's another key point I wanted to make, is it was just a fair speech, and he made the choice to walk that direction. So we can't say that when we, guys, you know, if you sleep with a woman, and what makes this so bad is she's actually betrothed. You can't just say, well, Jesus is going to forgive me and, you know, continue doing it. And you also, you can't just listen and hear the good part, because as it also says in the scriptures, and we said this before, that there's a way that seems right to a man, yet in the end thereof is death. And I believe that's also in the Proverbs. So just be cautious, you know, of those things that seem like a really great deal, but, you know, it's really not what God wants for you. Amen. So what I'm seeing here and what God wants to speak is, you know, there's, in today's world, we're faced with so many promotions, etc., good deals, this can enhance you, etc., make you better, make you feel younger, and we rely on those instead of actually relying on God and His
word, you know, that strong tower. And there is a song that I love. I'm going to sing it. And as I'm singing it, y'all keep in mind what we just read and how if we go towards the way of the harlot, you know, if we go towards those things that kind of just satisfy us at the moment and forget about what God has for us, you know, we're going to have disappointment after disappointment, and, you know, failure is just going to be the story of our life, as some people say. But why not let success and God's favor be the testimony? Amen. I would want to. So, just before we sing the song, I wanted to point out that it also says in the end, let not thine heart decline to her ways, go not astray in her paths. You know, don't go to the right or to the left. Stay centered in the Father's will. Amen. There's a lot that can be said about the Proverbs, and you can just go over and over and you get something new each time as we're discovering. But here it's mainly, you know, just carrying on with six and a description, a further description of how you can be enticed and easily drawn into the evil ways. And the devil wants you to go there. But how it's wise to follow wisdom and let wisdom be your counsel and be blessed by God. Amen. The name of the song is, the full title is The Name of the Lord is a Strong Tower. And I really like this song. It has strengthened me in times of trouble, and as well as a bunch of other songs, but you know, this one really hits home. Amen. As we're singing this, I want y'all to remember that God knows what's best for us. And if we follow His word, then success is evident. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Name of the Lord, a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. You know the name of the Lord is a strong tower into it, and they are saved. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Most High. Holy is the name of the Lord. I say, holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Most High. And they sing it, Lord, yeah. Oh, the name of the Lord is a strong tower into it. The righteous run into it. We praise you, Lord, is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Amen. Blessed be the name, we ask you, Lord, bless us, Lord, Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord, Most High. Won't y'all sing along, amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Amen, Lord, we praise you. The name of the Lord, we'll worship you. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Amen, Lord. The righteous run into it, O Lord. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and we need to, you know, run into it. Get that goodness, that, for a lack of a better term, that, you know, energizer, that propel, that Red Bull of the spiritual gospel, and just the mighty and omnipotent name of Jesus. Even if you just pray, whatever way you pray, you know, we have our different ways. There's no specific way to pray or call upon the Lord. He just asks that we call upon Him. Says in His word that they that call upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. I don't know if you've ever run a long distance before, but if you're not weary, you have to have some stamina. And in this spiritual race, our stamina is God. Amen. But it says they shall run and not go weary. They'll walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to rest. Amen. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. We learned a whole bunch in Proverbs 7. And we look forward to bringing forth Proverbs 8 and hearing what God wants to speak to us tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, follow wisdom. That's what we're getting out of these Proverbs thus far. And we'll probably continue, but in different ways, explain what that wisdom is and why we should follow it. So, blessings, and don't be afraid to call upon the Lord. If you're in a situation, if you're in a bind where you don't know what to do, just pray this simple prayer. Say, God, I know that you are mindful of me, and you know my hearts and desires, And you know the situation I am. I ask that you would strengthen me and you would give me wisdom that I might go through this valley untouched by the enemy and come out a victor. We pray all this in the power of your Son Jesus, to whom I put my trust. Thank you, Jesus, and help me as I journey through this moment. Amen. Well, thanks, guys, for listening. We'll catch you next time on episode 16. Excuse me. Episode 15 is this one. So, yeah, episode 16. We will catch you on episode 16. And, guys, we have a fun thing coming up. If you didn't catch it in the last episode, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be tonight at 8. It's going to be tomorrow. Because even though I'm recording this on the 8th, it's actually for the 7th. And so episode 15 will be recorded today. And it's going to be really cool. I'm going to read the Proverbs. And then we're going to have guest Wesley Puckett on. We're going to be going into Exodus. So really excited about that. Y'all be sure to listen to that episode. And we will catch you on episode 16. God bless. And remember, stay strong, be courageous. That is an incredible proverb. And I can't impress upon y'all how much it continues to amaze me. As I said in the beginning, the unending understanding that the Proverbs provide. And thank you so much, God, for letting us learn more about your wisdom today and the importance of seeking after it. And I pray that those that are listening, that you came away with something, and I would encourage you that whatever you came away with, don't let it just, you know, as we've been saying, pass one ear and then out the other, but go to your heart and allow you to change something. As it is a new year, and we are the second month into it, I pray God blesses all of us and gives us favor. But in order for Him to give us favor, we have to be stalwart individuals and, you know, fight the enemy. So I hope you enjoyed listening to episode 15 of SFC, A Walk With God. Always, if you need to contact us, don't be afraid to. We have an email, as we said in the podcast promo, but I'll say it again, is SFC email, which is soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Also, you can also reach me at my cell, 254-733-4171. and you know, reach out to us if you have questions, if you just need to talk, or as we say, if you have ideas for future episodes, and you want to be on the show. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to episode 14, SFC, A Walk with God. God bless you. Walk humbly before Him and stay strong in the battle. Amen.